This week in West Virginia history, folklorist Pat Gaynor was born in Parkersburg on August 25, 1903. He was raised in the Gilmer County community of Tanner during a time when superstitions, shape note singing, and working bees were commonplace. When he was only 21, Gaynor began traveling the state to record folk songs and tales. He traced many of the Mountain State's musical traditions directly to the British Isles, from where the ancestors of many West Virginians originally hailed. Armed with his dulcimer and a clear tenor voice, Gaynor regaled listeners with ancient ballads and folk stories. In addition, Gaynor was one of the most popular professors at West Virginia University, where he taught English from 1946 to 72. He wrote numerous books about the state's folk music and lore. Along with Walter Barnes and Ruth Ann Music, he helped revive the West Virginia Folklore Society and served as its longtime president. He also founded the West Virginia State Folk Festival at Glenville in 1950. The folk festival has been held each June ever since. Pat Gaynor died in 1981 at age 77. He is still considered the premier folklorist in West Virginia history. For more information on Pat Gaynor, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.